Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. A couple of notes, and everybody can get involved here. Whether it is off of a big weekend of Tiger baseball, the state of MLB umps, I don't think it's ever been worse. Jason Benetti and Andy Dirks even had a conversation about it, and you know it was egregious if they sided with the opposition. But it was, can't we just put the challenge system that has been experimented with in spring training and implement it for the playoffs? I mean, ridiculous. But the other topic we are rapping about, Kenny Cocke got engaged, and his adoring public has wanted to spread advice. We have offered, look, get off on the right foot, give yourself a chance in 2025 of a successful marriage. Because frankly, most of them end up like the Titanic. So it's just, Kenny, it's true. It's stats. That's not even like.
Bro, you've been filled with facts all day long. Haven't been the greatest stats, but
no,
facts are facts.
Truth. But people, if you want to pass your biggest piece of advice to Kenny, we would love it. Kenny getting married, it's a sign of the end of days. And we want to empower Kenny to have a fighting chance in this thing called love. So whether it is the state of MLB umps and whether you want robot umps or the challenge, are the Tigers the new Lions? Are they the great hope in this town? But it's also, we have a couple open lines, been very busy on the phone lines today. If you would like no wait time and you would like to speak to Kenny Cocke, and give him advice, whether your marriage is great or hell on earth every day that you wake up, just give Kenny the sage advice he needs to have a chance. Because this is it's a stunning development. Stunning. 248-539-9797. Before we go to the people. David, we are way overdue on ticket texts. I'm sure many people, I'd like people to call to speak to Kenny, but I'm sure the ticket texts are just,
yeah, it's easier if you call, because if you get like the one person who said, go to bed angry, it's that, okay. Because yeah. I would have said, no. They probably meant don't, and it was a typo.
There's been too many don'ts. There's been at least two or three people that said don't do it also, which I'm not particularly
now,
a fan of.
Listen, all I will tell you is this. I don't speak for anyone else. I can just tell you. Kenny, if you do this right and you found the right person, being married's great. I love being married. I love my wife. I love my life. I am there. I don't have anything to complain about. Literally nothing. We work as a team. But what I gave you the advice last hour, not that I'm some kind of Nostradamus. I'm just telling you, one of the biggest things, I empower her to pursue the things she wants to pursue. She always has my back with even the zaniest things I want to pursue. You have to be okay being apart, because that's healthy. These couples that crawl up each other's ass, it's a road to madness.
It gives you time to miss each other.
Yes. And whether part of that is my work schedule or outside interests, business or otherwise, for her and her life pursuits. Like, you're not supposed to constantly be in alignment on everything, but you have to show the other person enough grace to chase what they want. So that's the only thing I can tell you. Like, my happy place is the four walls that I call home. So I consider myself incredibly blessed. I love being home. If I didn't, I'd have a real problem. So
that where I thought you were going to go. I thought you were going to say the track.
Oh, I love the track. Right. But I'm saying you have to be happy at home.
No, yes.
I could be happy at the track every day. I don't know that I'd be married, but I could absolutely. Where's that program?
I just need Big G in a hat. That's it.
No, truthfully, you need breaks from the track.
Really?
You can't do that every day. You'll drive yourself to mania and potential bankruptcy. So no, I'm good. But yeah, you got to get your beak wet.
Gotcha.
But now that the Belmont's done, we take a little power down, and then we charge up for the tour de force that is Saratoga. And then my life ends, and it's football season. And then
the one in San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. A Breeders' Cup?
Yes.
That's not an issue on the home front. I can go if I want to go. I'd love to have my wife come with me. I got to figure out if I can leave here.
Nah, just go.
No, not you. I'm saying with 8 million different things. Do you know the scheduling that goes on during football between the kickoff show and the podcast
on Sunday night? I understand. And you know what, Mike? I'd say just go. Why? What happens if you just got sick for 3 days? The world would continue without you.
It would.
So go.
It would. That's fair. All right. Jimmy, your thoughts. All right. Corporate offices closed today.
David, please read.
David, how about some ticket text? The people want to speak to Kenny. They want to bitch about umps, and they want to tell you the Tigers are in the World Series.
Useful tip for Kenny. If you cook for her, make sure she likes possum stew first.
No.
David came out the gate with this one.
That not a good one? Okay.
Damn.
Maybe this one.
David went belt to ass.
Kenny, start every argument with the word woman from Steve. Okay. That's not good either.
This is not going to go well.
David, you got one more.
Kenny, word of advice. When it comes to marriage, never leave the toilet seat up. If you do, the wife catches it, you're in serious trouble.
We're drifting towards 61% at this moment.
Yeah, that's Kenny's learning the word annulment. Oh, all right.
Something about prenup. I don't know.
No, all right, David,
yeah,
any?
This is a good one. Go ahead. Do the little things, Kenny. Mike is right. Have your own hobbies, then some together.
I'm sorry. What happened?
He said prenup.
Yeah, he's got to protect this hot dog roller at all costs.
Okay, wow,
I'll be damned. All he cares about is his hot dog roller and his PlayStation and his Macho Man t-shirt.
You are not getting half of this hot dog.
If she takes my championship belt away from me,
Kenny, honestly, I'll pay for the lawyer, and the only thing in the prenup is your PlayStation, your hot dog roller, and your title belt.
That's all I need.
How in the world will I warm up this salsa?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Ah, TJ, that was for you.
Yes,
this
it was.
This is a bit that will never die.
No, we're going to go to Greg. He is going to give you his first bit of sage advice. Greg, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, Lordy. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Super.
Great.
Wonderful. Kenny, congratulations, buddy. Kind of piggyback on Mike, what you may have said to Kenny, whether you like it or not, she's going to help you see a better version of yourself. And so things are going to fall off the wayside. Things like the hot dog roller may not seem as important down the line. And I know this, things like the hot dog roller, because I had a hot dog roller for about a good 10 years.
Oh,
it was phenomenal. It was the talk of every party. You throw some hot dogs down. It's nice and easy.
Hold on. Are you related to Kenny?
Is this a
Greg,
real call?
Greg, are you related to Kenny? Are you lying to me?
Can we just become best friends?
I think so. We did. So the hot dog roller was great. And then within 3 months of being married, I haven't seen it since.
Oh, my God.
So you just got to be okay and know which snow globes you want to shake.
Kenny, here's what you should do preemptively. Show her you're going to be a new man. The hot dog roller goes, and it was your idea.
The hot dog roller goes to the kitchen. That's what
Jesus.
See?
Thank you, Greg.
Marriage is about compromise. That's what they say, right? It doesn't have to be in the living room. It can be in the kitchen.
Kenny, you're really not understanding it. Okay, so be it.
He planted his flag a long time ago. Just let it go.
62%?
Just
61%?
Let's let it go. Hot dog roller?
We're going to go to, hold on. We got to go to Tim, 97.1. Tim, what's going on, man?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Tim.
You know what? I've been married twice, so I kind of consider myself an expert on marriage.
Okay.
Very simple. Find a woman that lives 2 hours away. You'd be amazed how good you get along.
Oh, God.
And if she lives next to you right now, get married, buy a home 2 hours away. My girl lives 2 hours away. Never argue. Go up there on the weekends. Nice romantic weekend together. I leave Sunday morning about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. I meet my kids right at the golf course. Then I spend the rest of the week doing my thing.
She gets the vacation house.
What's that?
She gets the vacation house. I'm just chilling in the city. That is a truly ridiculous idea.
How long have you had this arrangement? Tim, how long have you had this arrangement?
3.5 years.
Wow. Kenny, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Kenny, you could move to the city. She could stay out in the sticks. Maybe this is the play.
Yeah, that's
you really get to keep your hot dog roller 5 days a week, and then Uncle Tim over here tells you it's the weekend. Go crazy.
This is how you end up with a second marriage.
Okay.
By the way, I like that Uncle Tim comment. One more thing.
Yes, sir.
When I am out golfing my son-in-law, because those of us who are married, we know the good and the bad messages. When I'm golfing my son-in-law, it's a tight match. I'll text my daughter real quickly. She'll text her husband, my son-in-law, and she'll say, something's been bothering me. We need to talk when you get off the phone.
No.
Tim out here hitting people with garbage cans.
Tim, man.
Hey, that's diabolical. Tim, I give you credit. That's diabolical, but I like it.
Oh, wait. Is that discussion, does that ever involve we need to have more sex, we need to have more freaky sex? Or does that discussion involve Mike Valenti? We need to talk about you and the things you got to do to better yourself. Am I right?
Don't, Mike, is he right?
I don't know.
What do you think about this, Mike?
I don't know what's happening here. Tim, you can't text that as a weapon to your son-in-law. That is just...
So now you want your daughter to have a second marriage.
Oh, my God.
Those are like the worst words any man ever wants to hear.
But he's getting him off his game.
Right.
Tim knows what he's doing.
No, it's gamesmanship. Like, I give him credit.
That's like
that.
What a catcher in baseball does to a batter.
Right.
That's like major league.
Oh, I also think a new drop may have just been born.
Hey, that's...
all right, where are we going with this, Tim?
I'm still amazed. He lives 2 hours away from his wife, and that's normal?
David, is this regular? Yeah, is this good marriage advice?
No. David's the marriage counselor at the church. Go ahead.
No, that is not good advice. No, 2 hours away and have it. No.
This is like the player who was blew in somebody's ear at the free throw line.
Lance Stevenson, wasn't it?
Yes, Lance Stevenson. Yes.
This is, wow.
Or Marshawn biting a guy's ear.
No, he licked a guy is what he did.
Sorry.
He licked multiple. A lot of guys got licked. He did lick a lot of guys.
Hold on. All right. You know what? No. No, and you need to be better.
You need to be better.
Rico, I'm pointing at you. Not you need to be better.
I'm pointing at you, David. Don't you even.
Nope.
The caucus has spoken.
No. Oh, boy. All right. 248-539-9797.
The beauty of the caucus. We can just look at each other.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.